This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay, well, this caught my eye, and I don't know what to make of it. I hate these studies. I hate these studies, but this just caught my eye, so it's hot off the press. I love that term, hot off the press. AirPods and wireless headphones could cause cancer. Now, this comes out of Miami, Local 10, where they say using these wireless headphones, like these Apple AirPods, and the biotechnology, could come with cancer risks. The scientists say the type of electromagnetic frequency radio wave, the EMF, that transmit the data through the devices can cause serious health issues. Apparently, 250 experts signed a United Nations. They're experts. If they're experts, it's some big stuff. Experts signed a United Nations and World Health Organization petition to warn of the dangers. That's according to WSB. Along with cancer, neurological disorders, and DNA damage are also linked to this EMF exposure. Why? Because they could generate heat, cause burns, and affect cell growth in humans. Now, the petition claims numerous recent scientific publications have shown that the EMF affects living organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines. The scientists say the EMF warnings about possible dangers are not good enough. Okay, this is kind of some strong, heavy-duty, I mean, when you got experts petitioning, they're not being heard. There's been people screaming and yelling about our wireless technology and cell phones causing cancer. I think it was about, in November, I wrote an article on this where there was a study from the National Institutes of Health reporting clear evidence that cell phone radiation be connected to cancer. Clear evidence, not a, oh, we have a suspicion. Not that, oh, you know, we are looking into this. This is clear evidence. Like, it's done. It's there. Tests were performed on mice and rats using much higher levels of radiation than humans are exposed to. But the male rats started to show an increase in brain tumors. They also found an increased risk of cancer of the adrenal glands. And those sit on top of the kidneys and produce hormones. Now, that study was performed by Dr. John Butcher and colleagues, or Booker, at the National Toxicology Program in North Carolina. And they tested radio frequency radiation used in 2G and 3G cell phones. And I know everybody's like, okay, we got 5G coming, like, super fast. Is 5G okay? I don't know. I still don't even get how our phone works. I mean, I know where my mom lives, and I keep a nice, healthy distance. But, man, that phone makes it sound like she is right up on. It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. My mom feels like she is right there, not only in the room, but in my head. You know, like I'm hearing voices sort of thing. I don't know how that technology works. They say the minimum amount of radiation given to mice would be considered the maximum amount of radiation that the federal regulators would allow in humans. So they gave the mice, you know, higher than maximum doses. But they found clear evidence that the radiation incited tumors. Now, one of you had asked a while back, going, wait a second. Okay, why aren't they just studying the amount of radiation that's practical, that's realistic? Why are they overdoing? Well, this isn't with science, okay? This is kind of what makes science tick, okay? For first, we don't have time. We're very impatient in science. So we need to see results. And we need to look at, I forget what the term is, kind of like the weakest link in a way, you know, or the path of least resistance is where, you know, water will go or, you know, energy will go. And so if you take something that we think is bad and you give a lot of it and something bad happens and all you're trying to do is not quantitate, but get the quality, the yes or no, does it cause harm or not? Boom, you got your answer. So if scientists give a crap load of a type of radiation and then the cancer comes, they answer their question. That radiation can't cause cancer. Now, for some scientists that say, nah, I don't buy it. You gave the mice four times the amount. That's not what humans are getting. But keep in mind, okay, I mean, we're talking, okay, let's say this is your baby, okay? And, you know, my kids like to dink around with the AirPods, okay? And I don't want 1/1,000th the risk affecting my baby. So if four times, and this was a cell phone study, I don't have the study yet on the AirPods. Once I get that, I'll tell you guys about it. But if four times, and not 1,000 times, causes cancer, and I want 1/1,000th the amount touching my baby, that study's enough for me to go, no, you're done. Just speakerphone. Or you could plug in some headphones, but none of this wireless stuff. I hate Bluetooth. I hate seeing things flash right near somebody's head. Now, the big question people ask is, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, if these things cause brain tumors, how come we don't have a huge incidence in brain tumors? Well, I'm hearing we do have a little bit of an uptick, but I agree. It's not enough. I mean, everybody has a cell phone now. Everybody has a cell phone. So why aren't we seeing brain tumors all over the place? However, we are seeing brain tumors in some susceptible people. So if somebody only needs 1/100th the radiation of somebody else, a study that was done that looked at giving large amounts of radiation would basically apply to that person. So scientists care about the yes or no, not always about the exact minute quantity, because everybody's different. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we got a lot going on. A lot going on in this world, but the study, or not the study, but the story that has just blown up the internet and everybody's talking about is this college admissions cheating scandal. And, you know, I like to look at the psychology of things, you know, why some stories go viral and why, you know, why some people care about some stories versus others. You know, I mean, like, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in politics, but, you know, people only want the ones that bash Trump or bash Hillary or, you know. And in this particular case, this scandal involved wealthy people paying somebody to bribe people involved in the college admissions process. And now a bunch of these people, this is one of the largest college admissions fraud, I guess, a scam ever of its kind. And people are going down for it. and the glee I see in people all over. You know, they're just so happy and excited. Everybody's like all excited about this case. And yeah, it's juicy, but I need to just kind of take a step back here and, you know, call it like it is, guys, okay? I think the reason why this particular scam, and I'll kind of review what's going on, is really getting everybody all excited, is because it's this attitude that people have of, if somebody has a better life than me, some people want to know, you know, I guess that their life isn't all that beautiful. Right? Because they're in competition. They compare themselves to, you know, people who are rich and people who are wealthy and celebrities. And they go, okay, you know what? They're in jail. So now I don't feel so bad that I'm not rich and a celebrity and a star and making millions of dollars. So sometimes it makes people feel good. The other is that misery seeks company. You know, if somebody's having their own kind of life issues, it's nice to see other people have life issues. It's not something we're proud of admitting, but this misery seeks company. People do feel better, more about their situation when they see other people kind of suffer and have their issues. And then there's this feeling of anti-rich that you see throughout the country. And people like to see rich people get it. They just do. Either because they were jealous of them, or they think rich people got that way because they were evil. And so there's this psychological satisfaction that people get when somebody wealthy gets it in the end, almost like evil. And, you know, the average wealthy person isn't evil. But there's this, it's not like we live in this movie where anybody who's rich or in the top 1 or 2% of the economic food chain is a big bad guy. And we need them taken down by a superhero. And, you know, then we're saved. Even though it's a lot of the rich people that are giving us our jobs. Okay? You know, and kind of making the world go round. So when you see people who are on, what was it? You know, housewives and, you know, I don't know, these stars, you know, get arrested. Oh my gosh, people are loving it. Me, I find the whole thing really, really sad. You have a college admission scheme where basically there's 50 defendants across 6 states where you had rich people bribe this one, is it singer? I forget his first name. A man from, I believe, California who owned a company where he would then bribe he would bribe ACT and SAT administrators, an exam proctor, coaches at elite schools, college administrators, and he would do that to get people into the school. So we're talking about cheating on standardized tests, bribing people who decide which students get admitted, but the reason why Mr. Singer, William Rick Singer, I think is his name. He's the one that allegedly is at the center of the scheme. Is he claimed this money was going to a charity. So according to Andrew Yelling, U.S. attorney, he said one was to cheat on the SAT or ACT, and the other was to use his connections with Division I coaches and use bribes to get these parents' kids into school with fake athletic credentials. Now, this was U.S. attorney Yelling at a press conference in Boston. So we have 50 people so far charged in the case, 2 SAT, ACT administrators, an exam proctor, 9 coaches, 1 college administrator, as well as 33 parents. So the students, right, are now probably embarrassed as hell. Whether they were involved with it or not, they could be forever ruined, right? Their lives, their careers, forever ruined by this. So, this Mr. Singer allegedly facilitated... Oh, let me shut this down. Sorry about that. We got some audio. There we go. So, Mr. Singer apparently facilitated cheating on the ACT and SAT for those students whose wealthy parents paid for his services. Either somebody would be bribed to take the test for the kids, or proctor or a administrator would, I guess, do something in terms of the grade. Now, you know, would say, well, the kids didn't know and this is all the parents. Well, I'm sure the kids had to know. I mean, you know, if you got, you know, 1100 on your SAT and all of a sudden you got into Harvard, I mean, duh. Problem is I know what it's like to have very, very dominating parents. And if here you are going, don't do it, don't do it, I don't want to go there, I don't want to go there, and the parents are like, shut up, we're handling this. I could see how some of these kids weren't in the loop. I could see that. So Singer did plead guilty in court on Tuesday to 4 federal charges and admitted that the case against him was accurate. Apparently also, he would bribe coaches to alter athletic records so, and, you know, claim, okay, this is somebody that we could get on the crew team or tennis team. According to the indictment, he arranged for a third party, Mark Riddell, who was charged with 2 conspiracy accounts, to secretly take the test in the student's place or replace their responses with his own. Now, how did he do it? Well, prosecutors said that Singer bribed the test administrators. Igor Dvorsky administered SAT and ACT tests in L.A., and Lisa Nikki Williams administered tests at a public high school in Houston. They both are accused of accepting bribes to allow Riddell to take the tests. So now they're charged with conspiracy to commit racketeering, according to the indictment. Parents who hired Singer as part of the scheme allegedly paid how much? $15,000 and $75,000, anywhere between those for the test. And I guess Felicity Huffman, it was an Academy Award nominee. She's been charged with felony conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Not exactly sure what honest services mail fraud, why honest and fraud are used in the same, you know, accusation, but I guess it is. And she was arrested at her house. She's accused of paying $15,000 to the fake charity to facilitate cheating for her daughter on the SAT. Now, many people ask, okay, why is this criminal? You know, well, my guess is any sort of fraud or faking or impersonating or messing with a system such as that is, and now with mail fraud, I always thought mail fraud is you try and reuse a stamp. I remember seeing a comedian who said if he ever can't afford postage, this was years ago, he would put the return address, the addressee, not put postage. And the letter would just end up going to the addressee. Okay, that, and I know he was joking, right? Because, you know, if you don't put postage, it goes back to you. But what if you the return address is actually who you're sending it to? See, I get it. I get it. And that's how, you know, they get the letter. But that's technically mail fraud. That's what I thought, you know, mail fraud would be. Not sure what this honest is. But bribing coaches for sports, man. And from what I understand, these coaches and athletic officials, people are getting fired. There's a bunch of people that got fired today. A lot of firing. And I guess Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky in Full House, right? She and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, faced charges of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. They paid $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to USC. And I guess the daughters were recruited in the row for the row team, even though they didn't really participate in row. Don't go away, we'll break back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve, including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week. Former Department of Justice official John Yoo on the sentencing.
I think the sentence here was quite fair. I think Paul Manafort's defense attorney is not doing him a good turn by complaining about the judge. The judge could have sentenced him up to 10 years. He got less than 4 years here.
Actress Lori Loughlin is in police custody. She surrendered in Los Angeles to law enforcement in connection to the largest cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. Loughlin and her husband are accused of paying around $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, We're kind of looking at all the news today. You know, Manafort just got, sentenced to serve an additional 43 months in prison. We have headlines that have to do with the anti-vaccine controversy. The story that's really, really pervading the day is this whole college admissions scam. And I want to just spend a quick second before we move on students and efforts and competition, and what we're actually trying to instill in our youth. And I'm, on one end, when I look at parents who were a part of the scam, and from what I understand, there's a whole list. I mean, you have sources now, you know, just list all the people involved, and some I can't tell who they are. Some are wealthy, some are CEOs. I mean, and, you know, you see what each person was sentence for racketeering, conspiracy to commit racketeering, mail fraud, etc. So, and they just go through every case of who spent what or whatever. On one end, I'm looking at these parents, okay? And this is what makes this situation so bittersweet, is these parents were doing this for their kids. Now, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm not saying that's okay. But here we've been for years talking about how parents abuse their kids, parents hurt their kids, parents don't give a crap about their kids. Nobody's, you know, really trying to bring back, you know, the sort of nuclear family that we think really does help in terms of giving the kids stability and access to grown-ups. I mean, I'm married to my husband, but my kids don't have access to me. I'm, you know, always running around and working and half a dozen places. And, you know, thank God my husband does a lot for the kids and, you know, would take them to their sports or whatever. But, you know, we just really had a unfragmented nucleus. Yeah, we had each other's backs and we loved each other. And we, you know, we love each other. We're there for each other. But, I mean, in terms of, you know, parents not being around, you know, my kids are very, very used to the fact that I was busy. I was, you know, in an office, I was with patients, I was, you know, and they kind of played, they took a second line, they took a back seat to, you know, my patients and my practice for years. And so, you know, I feel guilty. So it doesn't necessarily mean who you're married to or, you know, whether you have mom or dad in the house. Nuclear family, I also look at as, you know, is somebody there? You know, when you come home, you know, is there somebody who takes care of you, who loves you and, you know, can train you, you know, for life there? And so, you know, seeing a world of, you know, some pretty bad parents out there, now we have a group of parents who love their kids so much. They want their kid to have that step up, and they want to give their little cub that nudge to get in front of the pack, the wolf pack. The problem is you and I are like, oh, hell no. You're using your money to screw me over and screw my kids over to help your kid. But you still have that little basic essence there of these parents were doing it, you know, to help their kid. And a very, very tiny part of me finds that endearing. Now, these parents are going to jail. They actually also ended up now screwing their kids over, because now that all the names are strewn all over, now you have, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who the kid is. And then the kid is going to be branded a cheater when he or she might not have even been involved. I think somebody is trying to now claim that Jared Kushner, right, could be lumped in with these kids because his daddy made a donation. Now, let's talk about that. Donations to schools. Remember Rodney Dangerfield's Back to School in the 80s? Look out for number one, but don't step in number two. Remember that movie with Robert Downey Jr.? And so Rodney Dangerfield wanted to go back to school. I forget why. I think his wife was leaving him or something. And so he decides to go back to school with his son. And in order to get in, He ended up, like, donating a whole wing, right? So he gets in, and then he changes the dorm room around, and he has, like, this, like, presidential palace with hot tubs and all. So it's pretty funny. Okay, so anyway, and everybody kind of made a joke about that, but that's just been a reality. I don't know if it's a reality we're going to accept and continue to accept, but if somebody is rich and they donate money, the kid gets in. Or if there's a father or mother that works at an institution, kid gets it. Now, is that fair? We've called it fair. I mean, it's not fair, but we've accepted it because everybody seems to get little, not everybody, I don't. Doctors can't even get a flipping pen. But everybody seems to, in their own little niche, figure out a way to help their kid. So me, I'm a doctor. So I can examine my kid. You know, I don't have to wait till 8 a.m. the next day. If I want to know what's going on with my kid's throat or ear, I could go ahead and look at my kid's throat and ear at 2 in the morning. So that's that's my little, what's it called when you get perk? Okay? You know, somebody who works for the Toyota dealership, let's say, may get a discount on Toyotas. So then when his kid needs a car, that kid could get a discount on his Toyota. I don't want a Toyota, Dad. You're getting a Toyota. So now with college admission, I mean, these are perks. And this is how things have died. Movies. Right? There are a lot of people in Hollywood that got there because there was a relative in Hollywood. That's been something that had killed me, you know, because I told my mom, I'm like, you know, I want to be in the movies. I want this. I want this. And she's like, sorry. You know, we have some people in show business. You're related to Joel Grey. But you're going to have to know somebody who's going to get you in. And I'm like, well, no. I don't want to know somebody. I want to do this myself. I want to earn it. I don't want anybody to say that I got somewhere because somebody helped me. And, you know, I was, in a way, kind of glad that my parents weren't rich, because when I applied to medical school, I didn't get into medical school because I'm somebody's kid. I got in there because of me. And that's something I worry about with my kids. You know, a lot of people know me, and, you know, I, you know, do a lot in the community and stuff. And so, you know, I don't want my kids thinking that they got a break because of me and not because of their efforts. You know, it's really, really important to know that you deserved it. Now, you have some people that don't give a damn. They're like, I want a Harvard education. So these kids out there might have been like, look, I want a Harvard education. I want to be rich. So I don't care how I have to do it. The system's rigged anyway. Well, is it really rigged? A lot of people think the college admissions process is already kind of a farce. You know, it's not a, you know, double-blind study like we do in science to make sure there's no bias. There's a lot of bias that happens in admission processes. You know, when I interviewed medical students, I really wasn't the best interviewer because I liked everybody. You know, I was like, you know what, I could work with any one of them. So I accepted everybody. Well, that's great because there was no bias. I accepted everybody, but did that, you know, really help the admissions process? So, it's tricky. Very, very tricky. And, you know, other kids that see this, this might be also the reason why this story I think is kind of good that it came out is because other kids that have worked their butts, okay, start to see that not all, corruptness wins. You know, we're taught as kids to be fair, straight and narrow, toe the line, and do what's right. And then when we go through life and we see people not doing right, get away with stuff, it starts to shake our faith. But when we see this happen, we're like, okay, no, looks like I'm doing right. Still stay the line. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Massachusetts doctor, is getting his wish, according to Fox News, after pleading with CVS Pharmacy to change their on-hold music. This makes news, people. We have no idea what's going on with Ebola right now. Right? I haven't seen much going on with the latest of the flu. Boy, I saw a lot of flu cases online in telemedicine. But now we're on hold music at the pharmacy. Dr. Stephen Schulzman, a child psychiatrist and Massachusetts general, wrote a letter to WBURFM last year explaining his hatred for the jingle. This is, oh gosh, a lot of on hold music stinks. Actually, can I just say something about on-hold music? Okay? On-hold music is purposely supposed to stink. You guys know that. The reason why on hold music is so difficult to listen to is because they don't want a lot of people on hold. Now, I mean, mind you, if they want, let's say, your business, okay, I get it. They're going to want you to very, very quickly be on hold so that you could purchase something. But if it's a customer service line for complaints, where you need to complain, they're going to want you to change your mind. So these on-hold musics are just so gosh darn annoying. Just like this radio show, right? We're like, I got to shut it off. I can't listen to it anymore. See, elevator music also is bad. Why is elevator music bad? Because they want you to get out of the elevator. The last thing they want is there to be a really good song. Where you're like, oh, it's Prince. You know, how can you just leave me standing? You know, like Prince is on, right? Well, it's so cool. And you're sitting there singing and, you know, no. They're like, get the hell out. Okay, we're not listening to you. Get out. Don't be singing. I used to have my on-hold music. I had my on-hold music attached to 106.5 or 107.9, or I would have it attached to a music station because I just thought that was really, really cool. But it doesn't, for some reason, I don't have the on-hold music anymore. But anyway, this doctor, I guess, was on the CVS, and we doctors sit on hold to call in a prescription sometimes. I mean, now with electronic prescribing, it's great. I could just click a button, and the prescription goes where it needs to go. But when you call in a prescription, you would sit there for a long time waiting to talk to a pharmacist. Now, they have this automated thing where you could leave a message. But if you talk fast like me, all right, this is for John Smith, Aquan and Augment, 875 milligrams of the amoxicillin clavulanic acid, 1 POBID for 10 days. You know, and they're like, I didn't understand you. So I ended up just talking to the pharmacist anyway. So he wrote, Dear CVS, please change your hold music. Please do the right thing. Dr. Schultzman reiterated that he understood why he needed to be on hold, but that the jingle haunted him day and night. I hear it in my sleep. I hear it when I go running. Sometimes I wake in the middle of the night humming that melody. It haunts me day and night. It's not healthy. I know. I'm a doctor, he wrote. And he concluded his letter urging the company to change his music. Now, the letter apparently sparked a nationwide debate, with some people praising the music and others sharing Schultzman's sentiments. The Wall Street Journal called the tune one of the most polarizing pieces of music in America. I don't have a clip of it. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. Schultzman now can celebrate because CVS told the Boston Globe that the pharmacy is going to update its voice response phone system, including the on-hold music. Yeah, I used to go to West Valley Imaging. West Valley Imaging was a radiology place here in town. And it'd be like, West Valley Imaging, you belong. And you just sit there, right, listening to it. And it is. It's in my head. But that's brilliant marketing. If you have to be on hold, right, and the song is going on and on and on, it's brilliant marketing. You know, where you put the logo, you put the... And I did feel like I belonged at West Valley Imaging. That's where I went for my mammograms. That's where it was great. I felt like me and my boobies belonged. It was good. So it wasn't false advertising. So they're going to change the on-hold music later in 2019. Plans had already been underway to enhance the phone system, and the music is only one element of it. Now, are they going to replace the tune or just improve the sound quality of the crappy song? So Dr. Schultzman's happy. Everybody's happy. This is important to you guys because we doctors may not be that quick to call in a prescription if the music is that bad. Look, we doctors can get a little bit lazy. And we will dump things on our staff if we find something very averse to do. So if I don't want to sit there on hold and listen to some crappy song, I might dump it on my staff person. Well, if that staff person leaves for the day and doesn't get it done, So the idea of making your doctors happy is kind of important. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An Oregon freshman dies from a flu-related illness. And this freaks a lot of people out because the flu is still at its peak. I know we're in March, but I can't tell you how many flu cases I've seen in the last 2 weeks. And that's just through telemedicine. that apparently this Oregon high school student had died. And the state in Oregon is reporting widespread viral activity. Warrenton High School Principal Rod Heehan said the student Tim Peer died on Sunday after developing complications from influenza and pneumonia. Right now, his death is the state's first pediatric flu death. They said they're doing the best that can be expected, the family. They're obviously heartbroken and hurting. But if you notice, when these pediatric deaths happen, you always see flu-related death and pneumonia. Pneumonia is the number one killer of flu. If you get the flu, it's rare that you would die from actual flu. Really rare. But a pneumonia can set in. Now, this is what I want to talk to you guys about. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. I'll have patients call in. Patients will call in using the telemedicine. And they go, my kid has the flu. And I go, okay, you know, tell me about it. What's going on? Well, he has a real, real high fever, and he has a cough. Okay. Yep. Flu could do that. But what are symptoms of pneumonia? And as you guys know, pneumonia could be fever and a cough. So how do I know over the phone that this is flu or it's pneumonia? Now, what some doctors do is they'll give both medications. They're like, you know what, I'm going to give an antibiotic and I'm going to give you flu medicine. We're not supposed to do that on telemedicine, but people in real life may do that. For me, what I would recommend anybody do is, one is, if you think you have the flu, go ahead and get the flu swab. Let's get it documented that it really is flu. Because if you're walking around with a real high fever, or if you have a baby that has a high fever, and it's not flu, then your doctor needs to kind of find out where that fever is coming from. Is it coming from the ear? Is it coming from a bladder infection? Is it coming from sepsis? Is it coming from pneumonia? So I hear a lot of people go, yeah, I have the flu. I have a real, real high fever, a 104 temperature. Well, you're right. That could be flu, but it could be something else. Something else could be giving you a fever. So when it comes to these kids, especially babies, you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to mess with it. Go get seen. I'm not going to judge this over the phone. No way. You know, I can't tell you that it's flu. Go get the flu swab. Have somebody listen to the lungs. But sometimes you have the doctors that do confirm it. And they go, yep, you got the flu, and it looks like you have pneumonia. So we give an antibiotic and a flu medication, and sometimes these kids still don't make it. Didn't somebody just have flu and strep? Was treated with both and passed away? And so I'm not sure why we're seeing people die, and a lot of them who are on the right medications. Is it that they didn't get the right medication soon enough? Is it that there was a delay? Or are they just susceptible and they just are unfortunate in that they are getting a double whammy of things? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.